This call is being recorded.
Now, if you would be aware of all of the ships that are out here, all of the many millions of ships, all cloaked, but in your understanding now, in your vision now, you can see them. Be aware of all of these ships, all of the different colors, the shapes, the sizes. See the mother ships and the many smaller ones. But mostly be aware of the energy waves, these waves that are coming down from high above, from outside of this solar system, from out in the galaxy, that are coming down, these waves of energy, and they move through all of the ships and down to the Earth. See them as waves of energy, not one right after the other, but one, and then a while later, another one. They just keep coming down. Now, if you can, be in two places at once. Be way up here, seeing those waves of energy going to the Earth. And at the same time, be on the Earth and feel those energies coming down and moving into you, moving through your body. Feel the energy, feel the love that's associated with these waves of energy. The love, the higher consciousness, the sense of well-being and oneness that moves through you. Know that as this is happening now, it is actually happening in your real existence. In the reality that you know as the Matrix here. In this illusion, but yet these waves of energy have been coming in and have been moving through you, and many of you feel these energies at different times. You don't see them as waves of energy, but you feel these new higher energies coming into the planet. They have been coming in for some time, but now they are increasing. So feel these increasing waves of energy now. These waves of energy that are increasing consciousness across the planet. Feel the sense of bliss that can come with this. For one moment, you are just going through your daily lives, and all of a sudden, feel this wave of energy, this wave of bliss come over you. You have no idea where it came from, but you bask in it. Bask in this bliss. Know that as this energy is coming into you, it is coming into everyone across the planet. All life forms. All may not be experiencing it as you are now, but they are taking this energy in regardless. And it is changing the DNA structure within you slowly, but deliberately over a period of time. Is changing your very cellular structure. Now, as you are feeling these energies, see these waves of energy going into various areas of the planet. Various places that are still of darkness, still have not had the light penetrate through. see the light moving into those areas of darkness. It's illuminating, bringing to light that which was once in the shadows. See it in whatever way that you would, whether it would be those that were in the shadows now coming into the light, or if they will not come into the light, see them being taken away from this planet, escorted off of the planet. After this occurs, see the other many changes that can come as a result of this. But mostly peace across the planet, where there are no more wars, no more fighting. Imagine, if you will, a world in peace, a world in love. Now let yourselves begin to drift back. Drift back into your Merkaba, or if you never left it, come back down toward your physical body. Always get that sense of motion. Do you move back to the body? Then leave your Merkaba outside of your body or surrounding your body and move your consciousness back in, merge it back in. Come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Ashtar. And I am more frequently with you in these times, because of these times, because of what is occurring, because of what is coming. Many of you have been feeling these waves of energy coming into the planet, feeling these energies come into your body. And in some ways, it may even seem like a jolt of energy that comes in at times, as if you have a sense of electricity coming into you, electrical impulse. And because of this, you do feel a heightened sense of oneness, maybe even a blissful sensation come over you, which in those times can be better than the best high that you have ever had. It may even make you feel a sense of giddiness, joy. And at other times, depending on where you are in your aspect of yourself at that moment, you may feel the energies as heavy. Because if you are lower in vibration in those times, and as these waves of energy come in, then it will manifest as something more heavy, more negative to you. Will magnify whatever your feelings are at the time. If you are feeling somewhat down, it may even make you feel further down. But always know And in that moment, you can raise yourself up just with a thought. It is all that it takes now is a thought to bring you out of the doldrums. You do not need to stay there any longer. You do not need to hold yourself in those lower vibrations. For just with a thought, or even a visualization, you can bring yourselves out and into the higher vibrations. Just think of something beautiful. Think of how grateful you are for whatever it might be in your life. Think of a happy time in your life. Those times that bring you joy. And in that instant, you will come out of those lower vibrations and into the higher, and into higher consciousness. That is what this is all about, my friends. This transition is all about for you and for all mankind. But for those of you that have been working with these vibrations, working to raise them at a conscious level, understand that there are those across the planet that raise their vibrations each and every day, but may not even be conscious of it. It is being done at an unconscious level. But for those of you, the light warriors, you are raising your vibrations consciously because you have learned to do it. You have learned how to do it. That is what is important now for those of you, because as you learn to do this, you will be able to teach others to do it as well. And then they will be able to teach others, and so on and so on. It has been said many times, you are the mentors of the ones that are coming after you, just as we are the mentors to you now. So always trust in yourselves, trust in your knowings, in your higher knowings. And everything that you have or everything that you want in your lives, you will have. Because you will create it with every single thought that you have. So learn to work with your thoughts. Learn to control your thoughts. As I said earlier, it only takes an instant of a new positive thought to raise your consciousness in that moment. I am Ashtar. And always know that we in our ships here watching over you, preparing each and every day for those moments, those times, where we will be able to show ourselves more and more, as we are already doing. Those of you that now have the eyes to see are able to witness those things in the skies that many others will not yet be able to see. All of my peace and love be with all of you. Ashtar out. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Ma. Om. Greetings to you. When we serve here with you, you can now unmute your phones and we can have a dialogue here. You not necessarily have a message here, but is there any, are there any questions that you have for one who serves? Is Shoshana standing by?
Yes, I am here.
Are there questions here for appear. Any questions? No? Then this will be a very short call here.
One Who Serves, this is Gary. I have an affirmation. And this is both to you and Shoshana. I want to thank you for shedding light on that portal situation. I closed that portal immediately after I got off the call and had the support of one of the Ancient Awakening's family in that closing. And it made all the difference. It made all the difference in my life and everything. There was a slight jar a few days later. I realized it was a jar, and I took care of it immediately and closed that thing and tightened it up and sealed it with more light and with additional wrappings of Archangel Michael's blue ray and Saint Germain's ray and also source light. I want to thank you. And if there's any other advice that you could give me that I need, if not, thank you. And much love to both you, Shoshana. Thank you.
What we can tell you is you are doing exactly as Ashtar has just said here, in terms of a single thought can bring you out of whatever it is that might be holding you back and in keeping you in the lower vibrations at the time. In your particular case, your thought, your visualization closed the portal, as you are saying here. And that is all it takes. That is all. The times where it would be a long involved process because you were so enmeshed in the matrix, you might say, in the illusionary programming, has passed. You are not in that any longer. Those of you can realize now more and more that it can be an instant switch for you. And that is what we want you to know. It does not take a great deal of energy, a great deal of thought, a great deal of visualization. It just simply takes you doing it. And once you do it, because you have learned to work with these energies more and more here now, or we would say even more relearned how to work with these energies, you are able to more quickly manifest what it is that you want in your life. And with that understanding, know that because of this more instantaneous manifestation capability that you have now, that buffer zone that has up until now protected you in many cases has now been lessened much, much more, so that your manifestations will happen much, much quicker than they have in the past. Many of you are beginning to notice this already, and you will continue to notice this even more and more as your visualizations, your imagination becomes even more and more powerful. And that is just the beginning of what is coming for you. Okay?
Yes, thank you. And thank you for your mentorship and support along the way. Thank you.
Shoshana. Yes, Shoshana wishes to add something here.
Shoshana wishes to share with you, Gary.
Yes, Shoshana, yes.
Through the acknowledgement of your own power, through the continued acknowledgement from you yourself to yourself that you are the powerful creator being that walks the planet with all the other selves, you must acknowledge and realize in each moment of your life that it is only you creating your circumstances. It is only you that can change those circumstances. It is only you. It is not Shoshana. It is not One Who Serves. It is not beyond you. Yes, there is help. What is important, though, is that you continue to acknowledge your own power and the power and strength within you to do the things that you need to do to live a full love, light, life. That is all I have for you.
Very good. Do we have other questions here?
Yes, my name is Rose.
Go ahead, you go first.
Okay. Hello, one who serves. This is Lisa, and I would just like to say that I have noticed within the oneness of our family a very strong shift towards a higher frequency and a calmness and just so much more love and wonder within all of us. And I'm thinking that this has occurred, it's more of a dramatic shift I've felt within our family. And I'm assuming that goes across the planet. But that's what I was wondering is, since the Christ Consciousness Grid was activated in our area of the world, and it has been spreading, and I feel this so strongly, I would like an update to know, how is the rest of humanity doing it? Has there been a discernible shift that you can see from your perspective? Thank you.
Certainly, if you could see it from the vantage point of those up here on the ships, it would appear as they look at this frequency, and this is what this is a frequency change. And as they look at this, it is as they would be looking at it in a computer screen, you might say. And as they look at this computer screen and see the entire planet below, they can see these lights, these new frequencies coming up every minute, even, it seems. And they are lighting up everywhere. It is the 1,000 points of light, but it is not 1,000. It is millions and millions and millions of points of light that are appearing in this respect, in this understanding. This is how, if you were here on the ships, you would be able to see this and be able to understand more fully how consciousness is awakening across the planet. Much, much more than you can possibly imagine at this point. Because you look out and you still see the programming that is here within the three-dimensional illusion. And you get entrapped in that programming at times. But as you can see it from our vantage point, you can see that this programming is becoming less and less and less, and people are awakening everywhere. There are many that you would even you would be aware of in terms of your acquaintances, your friends, things of this nature, and they are awakening without you even knowing that they may be. You see, you would not necessarily know it. When you walk in your stores and these types of things, and you walk past people, you do not know which of those are awakened and which are not. But you would be amazed at how many more are than aren't. Now, that is not to say that the awakened population is the majority. It is not. It is still very much what you would call the minority that are awakened, awakened consciousness. But that is shifting and changing very, very fast as you move more fully through this entire transition here, through the ascension process. Okay?
Shoshana
yes?
Shoshana wishes to share with you, my dear sister Lisa. It is with great joy that we can report that there is a great manifestation of fourth density consciousness arising on the planet. This fourth density consciousness is that of group resolution as opposed to individual resolution. That is, that others are recognizing their other selves. They are recognizing that group cooperation, group consciousness, group resolution is a very love-light way to resolve differences. We see this in this group, and we see this in many groups across the planet. We see cooperation happening. We see those that wish, that in the past have spent their lives in individual desires, individual fulfillment, are now participating as a group, as a group complex, wishing that all within the group cooperate and become more conscious of the individuals in the group, if that makes any sense to you. So what is happening worldwide in this moment, in this very moment, this fourth density variation and awareness and density and vibration is being imbued in humanity's understanding. And as we learn these cooperative techniques, the fifth dimension is right around the corner, and the fifth dimension is that of wisdom. That cooperation and understanding within a group that individuals are all the same would be risen to that of wisdom. That is what I have for you.
Wonderful. Very good.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, one who serves, and Shoshana. I love you very much.
Thank you. We love you.
Would there be other questions now?
Yes. This is Lorelei. Hello. Hello, beautiful brother. I wanted to just check in. Last night I had stayed with a friend because I was up traveling to visit for a particular event. And it was a friend I hadn't seen in a long time. And what really just swirled right up inside of me being there was the lot of trouble they're having in their relationship and their marriage. And what I was kind of shocked to see how I was surprised at my friend's way of interacting, given that he has a lot of training in personal growth and development, and his way of doing it was totally opposite to that. And so anyway, both of them are really wanting to work with me some. But in retrospect, and I saw a big difference in his aura, his energy, his happiness was like much lower. He gained a lot of weight, the whole thing. And in retrospect, I was considering, is there alcohol in the mix? I saw him do some drinking. I thought, is alcohol one of the issues? And so in thinking of that, I'm wondering in terms of if you can give me any information like as to how we, in this day and age, with where we're going and everything like that, with people that have substance abuse issues or there is alcohol and getting in the way, how much are we going to want to make use of, you know, the old fashioned, I would say, you know, ways of dealing with that, let's say AA or all that stuff. And how much are we just going to want to let it go and, you know, do whatever we can do in the energetic world and let them sort of work through that. So, yeah.
You will find as you continue to move through this transition that all of this will take care of itself over a period of time here. But more importantly, not so much time, but as frequency raises, as vibrations continue to raise, as consciousness raises, so that those that imbibe in various types of drugs and alcohol and all of these types of pursuits to help them to self-medicate themselves will move beyond this. They will have no need of this anymore. Not that they will not have an occasional drink or something of this nature to raise the spirits, you might say, a little bit. There is nothing wrong with this. There is nothing wrong either with those who even do it on a more regular basis, because it is for them. It is their pursuit at that time. But consciousness rising will take care of this in itself. So it is not for you or anyone else to be concerned about whether they move into an AA program or whatever it might be. If it is their pursuit, then they will go in that direction. But you cannot direct their direction, you see. You must let them be the whatever they would be as they need to move through their various understandings and trainings that they are moving through, their lessons, you might say, that they are working through. But again, all of this is going to take care of itself as you move more fully through this transition and the ascension process. And there will be, in that ascension process, there will not be any more of these types of things where people will need to do this self-medication because they will be beyond that, you see. Shoshana, do you have anything to add here?
My dear sister Lorelei, may I share with you?
Yes, for sure.
What we find in this one you speak of is a heavy burden. He has been burdened by personal issues.
Hold on, you're echoing. You're echoing. I can't hear you.
People need to please mute your phones. If you are not the ones that are speaking now, please all mute your phones. There is no reason to have anyone with their phones open here at this point, except for one who has asked this question.
My dear sister, the one that you speak of has been heavily influenced by third dimensional burdens that he carries. He carries many burdens in this third dimensional world that he feels he is not adept at, that he is not conquering. His training, as he finds it, is to learn to conquer these things in his life when it is really not. The third dimension is the third dimension with all of its challenges and problems and issues. There is no amount of training that can teach us, any of us, how to conquer the third dimension. What we must do is raise our vibration and raise up into cooperation and the fourth dimension. What you find, and the fifth dimension, what you find in these two that are quarreling, that are fighting, that are straining to keep their relationship together is a lack of cooperation and acceptance of who they are and what the reality of who they are and their own spirits and what their goal really is in this lifetime. He finds his goal to be very material. This is a challenge for him. He must let go of that. What you can assist in is only one thing, and that is opening his heart. He must open his heart. He must learn the ways of love again because he has forgotten. It has been covered up for him. In all these challenges that he faces every day, he has covered up his ability to love. We must, in some way, assist him in opening his heart and opening his heart to all others around him, including his partner. Does this make sense to you?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Beautiful.
Much love to you, my sister.
Thank you.
Very good. Are there other questions here now?
Hello, One Who Serves.
Yes.
Hello, this is Karen. I just have a question. I don't know if it's appropriate or what you can tell me, but my oldest brother's wife asked about a week.
Can you ask again that people mute their phones? Yes, continue now.
My oldest brother's wife passed Friday before Thanksgiving, and her name was Jean, and she suffered with cancer the last 6 months, quite a bit. Is there anything you can tell? I think my mom is probably on the phone too. Anything you can tell us how Jean is doing with her passing, and also my brother Greg, who was experiencing just a tremendous amount of grief. They were together 30 years. Anything you can share about that may be helpful for our family?
Shoshana can share.
Yes, please do. Yes.
Thank you.
May I share with you, sister? This is Shoshana. May I share with you?
Please.
the one known as Jean in your family in this lifetime is now approaching another healing process in her passing. She is learning of why she put herself through this tremendous burden of cancer, and she is learning new consciousness. She is learning light. She is learning how to imbue her spirit and her soul with the light of love and understanding. This one was burdened by believing that she must stand alone in many things. She did not wish to ask for your help. She tried to stand alone in this life. She did not understand how much love was there for her. She was the one that took care of everyone. And this was her burden. She did not share the burden. She did not understand this. And as a result, she brought herself and her immune system down because she could not share her own burden. She could not share with you. She could not ask. Does this make sense?
Yes, because we didn't know.
Yes, she would not share this. So I will tell you now, my dear sister, that what is occurring at this moment in her transition is that she understands what she did in the third dimensional lifetime that brought her down. And she is filling her own spirit and her own soul with the light of understanding of her own lifetime. And she is beginning to understand this, and she wishes to make you understand that she is well. She is being enlivened. She is being lightened. Her burden has passed now. I do not know if that one that was her husband would understand this, because he is in great grief, because he takes on the guilt of her passing. He must give up that guilt. He must understand that she made this happen for her own understanding, for her own lifetime. Does this make sense?
Very, very much. Is there anything that offer for my brother Greg?
Yes, you must show him a tremendous amount of compassion and love and understanding. You must allow him to move through this grief at whatever pace he wishes to move through this grief. He may take a long time to move through this grief. You must be there for him and understand that this is his grief, which upon the grief is built with guilt. He must learn to let go of that guilt. I do not know if this is something that you can do for him, but you must show great compassion and great understanding and allow his pain to transition to love, as it eventually will. And this is not your burden. Your only real help and assistance to this one is to show him love and compassion. Does this make sense to you?
It does, and I just can't get over that we didn't know and weren't able to be there.
That is not your choice. That was the choice of the one that passed. That was her choice. You must let go of that, as that vibration that you are emanating from that feel, that misery that you are experiencing, will actually bring down more misery. You must lift yourself up out of that, realizing that it has no bearing on you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Much love to you, my dear sister.
Always know also that whenever one is in grief over someone's passing, that it is only temporary. It will pass over a period of time, certainly. And then always know that there will be a reunion. You will come back together with those ones again. It is destined. Everything comes back around again and again and again. So whoever you have in your lifetime here, you have had most definitely in many other lifetimes. So you have been with these particular ones because they are part of your soul group, and you will come together with them again. So always know that when one passes on, that it is, again, only temporary. You will see, you will be with these ones again, okay? Are there any other questions here? We need to release channel here shortly. Unless, are there any other questions?
I've got a quick one, if you can do it.
Yes, please.
Last Friday, I was sitting at home working on the computer, and my son was also here with me in the house, and he was on the phone talking to somebody, and all of a sudden I heard the dishwasher start. I know, like I said, he was on the phone, I was on the computer, so neither of us were touching the dishwasher, and I was just wondering if something beyond the two of us actually started it.
Very interesting. We need to ask you a question here, though. Has something like this occurred before in your house? Have you had other types of incidences such as this where something turns on out of seemingly nowhere?
Not that I remember, no.
So this is a one-time thing?
Yep.
And are you certain that it was not a pre-programmed in terms of setting a timer of some type to bring this washer on?
It's possible. I know it can do it. I know I did not program it, and I'm pretty sure my son did, but it's possible he even just passed it by and hit the start button.
We are finding at this time that there is nothing that is really there to associate with in terms of anything abnormal or metaphysical, you might say, that is coming into the picture here about this type of an occurrence.
Good.
That is not to say that there is not something. This is why we were attempting to understand if these things had occurred in previous times here. Mm-hmm. But since they have not, then it is something to what is your saying, chalk up to just happenstance here.
Okay.
So, Shoshana, do you have anything else to add here?
No, I agree with you.
Very much the same then.
Thank you.
Hi, Gwenho, sir. This is Viri. I would like to ask a question, please.
Yes.
Thank you. Well, some of my very close family members, two, possible three of them, I see them, they are stuck on whatever it is that I don't know. And they seems to me that they walk on circles. They came out, they come out of their own and raise a vibration, but they climb back into it, into the deep depression and aggression I work really hard and work on my own, raising my own vibration, but when I see my close family going deep into depression and negative energies, it makes my heart touch. And is it something that I am contributing to, or how can I help? Thank you.
Yes, Shoshana, yes.
May I share with you, my dear sister?
Yes, please.
It is common for you to take on the burden of others. It is a personality challenge for you, this life, to believe that this is your burden. What is more important here is that you take on an awareness that each path must be walked. Each path must continue for that one that chooses the path. It is not your concern. Your job, as it is my job, as it is for all of us, to show love and compassion and understanding and extend our hand in whatever way we can. But advice is not needed here. In fact, your advice will be thrown out. They will not listen to you. This is painful for you because you believe you may have answers for them, but this is not your burden. This is not for you to understand. This is not for you to advise, unless you are asked to advise. And then even in the asking, you may not be acknowledged that what you are saying is accurate. You must let go, and you must understand that this is their burden, and they chose it.
Always remember that everyone travels their own path. And it is not your path, it is their path. You have yours, they have theirs. So allow them to travel along their path and do whatever you can along the way if there is assistance that is asked for, as Shoshana has said. But if not, then simply continue on your path and know that they travel their own way. And that is the way it is for all. Okay?
And my
okay.
Sir, we are all related. We are all one. So that which one does, we feel responsible for in many ways because we are all one, but we are also in this life living individual lives, and that is what must be acknowledged here.
We are needing to release channel here now. And we only say here that as you are moving toward the end of this year, there are still many occurrences, we will say, that can happen here. And you are moving through this transition, and this transition is gaining momentum. Very much momentum as these waves of energy are coming in and more are going to come in and they are going to be stronger and stronger and stronger. So you are going to notice as you move through these next weeks, through your advance, and we use the term advance here very specifically, as there will be much advancement that can occur, not will occur, but can occur as a result of those of you who attend this in whatever way that you attend it. So know that as you move closer and closer to the end of this year, it is but the beginning of a new understanding that is going to be coming over mankind here. That is all we can say on this at this point. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti.